It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
Okay, I got to share, one of the reasons I like doing this show is some of the great guests. Today, we've got on somebody that has a website that I absolutely love, and she's going to be surprised because I haven't even told her this story, but she's actually written about many of the different products I've created for different brands and clients over the years, but a great insight to the industry and some great news. So I'm going to jump right into it and introduce our guest today is Candace Sabatini. Now, Candace is the former beauty and fashion editor for different print magazines, but then switched to digital platforms about a decade ago, and she's the co-owner of Beauty News NYC for New York City, the first online beauty magazine established back in 2003. She's a skincare, perfume, and travel aficionado. And so, Candace, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, David, and I want to know what product you created that I wrote about. So we'll have to get to that afterwards.
Yeah, afterwards, because there's been a few, and I actually have one of your articles printed out, hanging on my wall, framed when people come to visit the factory.
Which one?
I will share afterwards because I want to get into information, because instead of being just selfish about me, let's talk about how I can help everybody, because you talk about anti-aging versus pro-aging. And so right. What defines, talk about what defines that and what defines us and what's that mean?
Well, I mean, generally the concept is aging is a good thing because, as I like to say, it's better than the alternative.
Definitely.
So, but no person, man or woman, is going to go to the cosmetic counter and say, hey, you got something for pro-aging? No, you're going to say, I want something that's, going to minimize my wrinkles, and other skin concerns. So anti-aging is a term that we all want to look more youthful. I don't think anybody that's 40 years old or 50 years old is going to say, oh, I'm going to look, give me something that's going to make me look 25 again. And I don't think people really want to look 25. Well, maybe they do, but excuse me. But we want to look our best. Even people that have had good plastic surgery, they look better. I mean, if you look at somebody like Jane Fonda, okay, who looks terrific. Mm-hmm. Nobody looks at her and says, oh, she looks 40. We know she's 70 or maybe it's about looking better. And I think that when Allure magazine came out this fall and Helen Mirren on the cover, they said, oh, we're no longer using the term anti-aging. Well, first of all, they only meant that in their editorial. They're going to take that word from their advertiser. So, they're not putting their money where their mouth is,
Right.
Not going to say to their advertisers, oh, no, you can't do it. No, they'll take their millions of dollars in advertising. But I think what you do is they put Helen Mirren on the cover, who's a beautiful woman, and it's kind of like they hold it up like, oh, look what we've done. Well, she's a huge celebrity. I think that if the conversation needs to change about looking great, it's when you rotate your models on the cover, we'll have a selection. Maybe one month is a woman who's 25 and another month a woman who's 50. But the woman who's 50 doesn't have to be a huge celebrity. And I think that's when it'll start becoming part of an acceptability. If you look at American television shows, I was having a conversation last night with a friend. You look at British TV shows and the woman next door, can just be a very plain, ordinary woman, but she's obviously a great actress. In America, she's got to be great looking. And so I think that there's nothing wrong with the term anti-aging. We all want to look better, younger. We all want less wrinkles. We want less age spots,
But I think you're onto something. If we accept that we're getting older and we just want to look better, I like the term pro-aging. And I have a hard time admitting I'm getting older, but reality is I am. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I use different products to try and look as young as I can. I mean, that's the industry I'm in. But okay, let's jump to that for a minute. What would be some of your favorite or favorite ingredient that you would use for pro aging?
Well, the two key ones are vitamin C and retinol. And vitamin C is, that's the best one.
I'm a big fan of both. I'm a big fan of both.
Yeah, good. And the one of the issues with vitamin C is most companies use the cheapest and least effective form of vitamin C. And, you know, L-ascorbic acid, and pardon my pronunciations of words here, I'm not a scientist, but L-ascorbic acid is the cheapest and least effective. And if you're buying a bottle of vitamin C serum and you're paying, you know, $25 for it, that's fine if it's L-ascorbic acid. It's not going to hurt you. But when there are companies out there that are charging $150 to $200 a bottle for their vitamin C, and it's the cheapest form. I looked it up, and L-ascorbic acid, you can buy 2 pounds of it. And this is for, you know, if you do it yourself or you want to make your own vitamin C at home, is $70 for 2 pounds. The best stuff, and now I'm really going to get screwed up with my pronunciation here. I mean, they call it Tetra C, but it's tetrahexyldecyl ascorbate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2 ounces of that is $80 versus 2 pounds of L-ascorbic for $70. That Tetra C, that's the one you really want in your vitamin C serums, and most companies use the cheap stuff. So when
it's more stable, and that's the key, because once it starts oxidizing, you're not going to get the benefits.
Yes,
so you're right.
It's more stable, but also it's lipid soluble. It goes into the skin. L-ascorbic acid is water soluble. It doesn't get down to the dermis. The Tetra C does.
The other one you mentioned, because the show goes by so quick, is retinol. And I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of retinol.
Oh, yeah.
Because it not only helps exfoliate the dead skin cells, but it can also help promote the production of collagen. And so even over the holidays, I had family members telling me that my skin was looking better and less wrinkles. And it's from using a lot of retinol lately, you know, now that I'm pro-aging. But, you know, before we run out of time, there's another subject I want to make sure we bring up. What is your opinion of products that are packaged, let's say, in a jar versus a pump?
Oh God, I'm on a one-woman campaign to get rid of jars. You know, you open it, you get more air into it, which is bad. You put your women put their fingers into it. That's, you know, I mean, it's the most unhygienic thing in the world. And even like when I get a jar of cream, because I'm a beauty editor and I test out a lot of products, I'll use a fresh Q-tip every time. But still, it's just, There are airless pumps that are the best. And whenever I go to a press preview and I see a jar of cream, I always ask the company, why are you still making jars of cream?
And have you seen the jars now with pumps on them?
Great. Absolutely. It's a little disc in the top that you just press down and the product pumps right up. It's perfect.
I'll tell you why I like it from my side is there's no waste ladies have long fingernails. It gets underneath the fingernails or you take too much out of the jar. And what do you do with the excess of something you just paid a fortune for?
Exactly.
And so with a pump, it's metered.
It's the perfect amount. Yep. Between all of those alternatives, I don't understand why companies that are charging $100 or more are still doing open jars of cream. It's crazy to me. I don't get it.
It's cheaper.
But then they're charging you $150 for a jar. You know, it's like, come on, guys, pay the extra 10 cents for the better jar.
I'm always put the consumer first. And if you do, then everything follows from there. And just be a consumer advocate. We're out of time, but I want to have you back on again because you're a lot of fun to talk to.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
To find out more, check out beautynewsnyc.com, and you're going to find out some of the latest things happening in the industry. Candace, thank you for joining us. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, and if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David. Thank you for listening.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.